Accommodations in the early days. The emigration halls were officially open in December 1901, consisting of 4 H-shaped halls and 3 rectangular blocks. They accommodated 1,200 people at a time. Men and women were strictly segregated, and families were housed together. Each hall had its own day room, as the dormitories were strictly off-limits during the day. In the dormitories, the beds were arranged one beside the other, with sufficient clearance in between for each resident. The large dormitory wings had a dividing wall down the middle to allow for more beds. The older dormitories, for example, could accommodate 22 adults each. The steady influx of emigrants from Eastern Europe led to constant overcrowding in the emigration halls from 1904 on. This resulted in numerous complaints on the part of residents, as well as the health authorities and the police, about the intolerable conditions in the halls, which some days were home to as many as 3,500 people, as opposed to the maximum permitted 1,200. The overcrowding led to very poor hygiene conditions. In March 1905, local medical authorities reported unsanitary conditions of the worst kind. Just 3 years after they first opened, the emigration halls required substantial extensions, which provided space for more residents and improved their quality of life. 6 new U-shaped accommodation halls were built. The building you are standing in is one of them. Each new dormitory housed 40 tin-coated iron bedsteads.